All right, before we go on here, there's something I just have to address. I feel compelled to address this publicly. Have either of you seen the Dwayne Wade statue?
I am so tired of statues in a way that does not look like Dwayne Wade at all.
They could, and if you haven't seen it out there, whether you're listening on a car radio, perhaps watching on YouTube, Bob looks great today.
Hi, YouTube fans.
You can watch us on YouTube. Go through our website, watch us video. So there's no way to exaggerate how bad this is. If they took me or you, and I'm talking to either one of you, and we sat down as a model and they sculpted us, it would look as much unlike Dwayne Wade as this statue. Like, we couldn't look more unlike him. It looks like David Letterman, like David Letterman meets the Incredible Hulk. It looks like other people have said Lawrence Fishburne. The bottom line, Bob, is it looks zero, nothing, bears no resemblance whatsoever in any way, shape, or form to Dwayne Wade. What happened here? Was the guy drunk? Was he blindfolded?
Did Dwayne have a reaction? I never saw it if he did. Did you see it? He was there for it.
Yeah, his reaction was more so just excited to see the statue. He must not have looked close enough.
He had a very funny, unintentional quote that everybody's using. Like he said,
which is what?
Like this, something to the effect of, "This is surreal. I looked up and said, who is that guy?" Nobody knows who that guy is.
The guy looks 104 years old in the statue.
Bob, are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, it's in no way, shape, or form Dwayne Wade.
There's nothing about it. The body type, the face, the eyes, eyebrows, nose, lips, teeth, ears, facial structure, hair, neck, nothing about it looks like Dwayne Wade. It looks as far from Dwayne Wade as it possibly could be.
And I also don't like the actual pose that they used. I remember Dwayne Wade with some really high significant dunks. You know, I would have preferred something like that as opposed to whatever they chose there. But his face doesn't. It reminds me of bobbleheads. Sometimes you go to these bobblehead giveaways and you look at the person that is. Some are really good. Others are nowhere near.
I've never seen one this bad. Now, bobbleheads, it's different. And this caused me this morning with my friend Jason Bumbliss. We were going back and forth on the worst bobbleheads. I was sending him photos. There's one of Cal Ripken where he looks like a 100-year-old man. Have you ever seen that
one? No, I haven't seen that one.
But as he pointed out, it's a little bit more difficult on that small of a canvas, right? That small of a creation. I'm looking at some of these bobbleheads. They don't look anything like the people they're allegedly portraying. The Garrett Cole one looks like Mulsey in fourth grade. Look at that thing, Bob. Look at it.
It doesn't look
But this is different. This is being immortalized by a statue. Wade, and he was not, I don't think, ripping the statue. When he saw it, he said, "That's crazy. I can't believe that. Who's that guy?"
Who is that guy?
So do yourself a favor out there. If you do one thing today, Google Dwayne Wade statue. Because somebody responded when Wade said, "Who's that guy?" Somebody on X said, "We're all wondering the same thing."
That's terrible. Dwayne Wade growing up was my favorite basketball player. I wore a Dwayne Wade jersey for Halloween this weekend. He's like, he's my guy. Him and Steph Curry are my two favorite players. And to witness that was just a slap in the face.
You want to know one of the better ones that you'll ever see is the Palmer one, Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
But it looks exactly like him in so many ways. And even the Mazeroski one over here at Mazeroski Way.
The Willie Stargell one. Phenomenal.
Yeah, but I don't understand. If you're going to pay that kind of money, you got to get a better result than that.
That's the thing. This is like, if you're Wade, don't you? I guess you don't get a preview because that takes away the excitement.
I want you to show me what this looks like.
A preview and a redo. I wouldn't have showed up. I mean, listen, Ron and I did a show from the Pro Football Hall of Fame a couple years ago, and some of those busts are frankly really, really bad. But none of them are in the same universe as this one. Like, I get it. You didn't make the bust of my face perfect. This is different. This is, I don't show up for this and become a laughing stock on social media because of this. Somebody, Jeff Darlington, said to my
what did he say?
The Miami Heat should have had a contest where they showed this picture to 1,000 fans.
And say, guess who?
And anyone who guesses it's Dwayne Wade gets to keep the statue. This Limits, have you ever seen a worse one?
Yes, actually. I wanted to bring that up. Remember the Ronaldo statue from like 5 years
that
ago?
That one, yes. That's the one that people are talking about.
That is the one where if you look at it, it looks nothing like Ronaldo. He has this weird grin on his face. His hair is completely wrong. I mean, the facial structure looks like his cheekbones are ready to explode. That is the only one that rivals the Dwayne Wade statue, but I still think the Wade one is worse.
It was designed by Timeless Creations and sits outside the front doors of the Casillas Center, is it? I don't know what that is. And it's an abomination. I can't believe it. They should remove it immediately from the premises, Bob. For this guy who spilled his guts and won championships with his franchise, it's funny. It is funny. Does it not look like David Letterman on steroids? Are you looking at it right now?
Oh, yeah.
Bob, does it in a way?
It does in a way, yes. But it doesn't look like Dwayne Wade in any way, shape, or form. Not at all.
And it reminded me of the unveiling of the Mario statue. I was there for that.
Me too.
And this is what I'll say about that. The detail on the faces and the detail and work on that statue are mind-blowingly good. Like, that's Mario. However, the pose they chose and the statue itself, I knew was troublesome when I'm sitting there in the audience and they took the blanket off of it and unveiled it. And I kept looking around and saying, where's Mario? What is that? What's happening? I saw two giant asses is what I saw when they unveiled it. Something went horribly wrong with that. Having said that, at least it not only looks like Mario once you focus in on where he is on his own statue, it looks remarkably like him. But it's definitely a mixed bag. Would you agree?
Yeah, and when I first thought, you know, it's again, I know what the intent was, you know, that he can split a defense, and this is one of those moments. But to me, a statue should be just of that person in a way, like Mazeroski's rounding second base, heading to third, waving his helmet. You know, back, after he hits a game-winning walk-off home, you knew that. As soon as you saw that pose, you know what it represented.
Right.
There are a number of things I would have chosen for Mario's. That just threw me off too. When I saw it, I said, "Where am I looking? What is this?"
If the first thing you say is, where am I looking on a statue? That's what I said to myself. I was sitting there. It was where the statue is, in that little sort of courtyard area. So I was sitting at a table with my computer and I said immediately to myself, where's Mario? All I saw was Rich Pilon's giant butt. That was the first thing I saw. But that compared to this is you know, a Michelangelo creation, Bob.
Yeah, it's real funny. I wonder if Mario had a look at that before. Do you think he did? I never asked him that. Did he get a look at it before?
I don't know. Remember, Jury Rand that day came out very critical and was absolutely bombarded by the Penguins, I remember. They were not happy with Jury that day.
The jury was out on Jury.
It sure was. He came out hard against that thing. I will say, again, though, that the detail, especially with Mario on the face,
and really
is phenomenal. But I would have chosen something different. What would you have chosen? Him raising the cup, right?
Yeah, the cup. If you're going to put two players in there aside from him, I'd rather have the cup be part of that whole bronze statue.
I thought of and I thought of Mario, what we thought was Mario's last game against Philly in the playoffs, game four here. Penguins down 3-0 in the series.
Right.
In whatever it was, 1996. And he scores a goal, a breakaway on Garth Snow.
And then
he looks up at the skies.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Up at the hockey gods. Like, that's a statue, not Rich Pilon's butt.
But I would have preferred a Stanley Cup. That's what he represented, and that's the and you'll know as soon as you see it what it represents.
That has to be what the Crosby statue is, him holding up the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Just the very first time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, has he to be. Brings it up. Can we have a moving statue? Like, you know, time it so that the bronze cup moves slowly up and then back slowly down.
What's the best statue in Pittsburgh right now? That would be great if you could press a button and they move the cup up and down, Bob.
Oh, it's the Mad statue.
I think it's the Stargell statue. And Ron Cook agreed with me.
I like the Mad statue. Yeah. I think it captured everything about that moment. And that's, to me, that's what you want. You want what moment is captured here, what is significant about that play in his life.
Yes. For me, right. It's either a moment, like you said, or the essence of the man himself. And Stargell larger than life, right.
It's hard to capture that in all situations. I don't know if you can capture that, actually.
Well, the worst statue, if you want to call it a statue, is Ralph Kiner's hands. Have you ever seen that, Bob, over there?
No.
You haven't?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's literally just his hands. Isn't there a bat, too?
Yeah, it's like Thing from the Addams Family. It's just a hand. What did we do here? We're just doing his hands? What next? You have a statue for a kicker and it's just a foot? What have we done here, Bob?
The other thing about the Mad statue that makes it so good is that you have the brick wall replica behind him as well.
Yeah, it's
overlooking
great.
The city.
It's great. No two ways about it. Who else gets a statue, Bob? Anyone?
Well, Sidney Crosby will get a statue.
He'll definitely get a statue. Does Ben get one?
Yes, I would. I mean, to me, I'd have a lot of statues. You know,
I think you can have too many statues.
You can, but only you have to be elite, and you have to be a Hall of Fame caliber player to get one.
Steelers have to.
Andy LaRoche get one?
How about Derek Bell?
You're going to have
Derek Bell on a tiki boat.
Rowing away,
drinking something, you know, checked out kind of thing.
That would be tremendous. The anti-statues.
The anti, yes.
Would be so good. Could have Limus Swede dropping a football on his statue, the anti-statue.
That would be good.
Steelers have to retire some numbers, though, guys, before they put out more statues.
You know what? They don't do that very often.
No, they don't. The fact that Bradshaw's number isn't retired, Bob.
Well, there are a lot of guys.
No, a lot of guys weren't the quarterback for a dynasty.
I understand.
And a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
I can make a case for a lot of guys who should have their number retired, but they're not in that game.
His case, to me at least, his case stands far above anybody else. And I think it's an embarrassment that he's not honored more than he is over there.
Well, he is in their Hall of Honor. If you go into there.
I mean, everybody's in the Hall of Honor.
Well, that tells you how deep their success has been. So many players are in that thing, you know, especially the first group they put in. But what I'm saying is that's how they feel, and I don't think they're going to change much of that.
I know.
It took a long time.
And it's all because of the relationship with Bradshaw off the field, which I think you're letting that distraction get in the way of the guy who quarterbacked you to a dynasty. What are we doing here, Bob?
I don't know. What Bradshaw pose would you have as far as a bronze statue?
The one from Sports Illustrated with one finger up in the air, the number one sign, coming off the field. I don't even remember which Super Bowl it was.
It doesn't matter. But
That's what it would be. That's what it would be, Bob.
Just like Crosby raising the cup.
Yes.
All of that stuff. I still think the Mazeroski one is the best one.
This Dwayne Wade one is, to me, the most embarrassing statue in sports history. You could make an argument. It looks more like any other person on earth than him. Look at it. Look at it.
Well, we were talking about worst statues. There are a lot of them that we've mentioned. That one's pretty bad.
If you do nothing else today, go home and look at this statue. It's funny in the end.
His comment, whether or not he meant it or not, when he said, "Who is that guy?" No. No, I'd fire the statue person there.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm Wade and I saw that, I would have walked out.
Did you hear what he said?
What did he say?
He looked at the statue and said, "Who is that guy?"
Yeah,
he did. He said it.
I don't think he meant it that way, though.
Oh, really?
No,
I think he meant it like, this is unbelievable.
He might have meant it in a funny way, but it came off like,
yeah.
Why?
Why is there a statue of David Letterman on steroids and not me? What has happened here? All right, Bob, back to the original topic.
Which was what? I forget.
I don't know, actually. It was where the Steelers standing. In the AFC North, and we're going to get to receivers. Do we still have a call or two on the lines there, Limitless Wonder?
Yes, we can go to Seth in Long Island if you'd like.
Hello, Seth. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes, sir.
Joe, Bob, your points are very salient. I think that the Steelers absolutely have to smash the Giants, show that they are a good team, on the verge of becoming a better team. And there's no prisoners here. You've got to step on your throat and make it happen. That's it. Very simple. One question for you guys, though, is as far as receivers, I'm in Long Island. I read as much as I can, stay abreast of everything. Why did the Steelers not get Juju Smith-Schuster back when he was let go by the Patriots? Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. I don't know the answer to that, other than they felt maybe he was just not going to be that big of a contribution maker to their team. Now, in Kansas City, a little bit different story. When you have Patrick Mahomes, who can make a lot of guys look good, and he had a big game earlier this year when they were getting hit with injury after injury. I just think they didn't want to go back to that situation. That may be the wrong choice.
Clearly. And let's be honest here, Juju's had one game.
Right.
Other than that, he's done literally nothing. Other than that game, he has 4 catches for 17 yards on the whole year. So let's not get too crazy here. But let's talk about receivers next. I want to know if there's any chance like somebody big could be available on one of these bad teams. We'll talk about that next. What about Miami? They've fallen apart. We'll talk about this, Bob, coming up next. Could it be that one of their receivers will be available? Calvin Ridley had a giant game yesterday for the Titans. If you're the Titans and they might be the worst team in the NFL, do you try to get a second-round pick for him and just say that's part of our rebuild? Let's talk about that. Coming up, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. In the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've got predictions. We've got over-unders. We're going to take a look at the AFC and break it down by team, the state of the current franchise. We've got all kinds of treats coming up. Led by our fearless leader, the man we call Wonder Twin. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Muffin ultimately decided not to come to Pet Fest. Did you leave it up to her?
Well, no, it was actually not Muffin's call. It was my mom's call who said...
She was ruled out?
Muffin was ruled out, yes, by...
Muffin wanted to play...
Other circumstances.
But couldn't get cleared, huh?
My mom said, no, she's 13. That would not be a good idea for her to be walking around for 3 hours. So,
Bob, did you think about bringing your pet to Pet Fest yesterday? You were greatly missed. I was singing.
No, I don't have a pet anymore, so I couldn't have brought a pet. Unfortunately, both of our dogs we had to put down. So,
when's the last time that happened?
3 years ago. So we've decided whether or not we're gonna. And if we had, we have grandkids, they have dogs. We don't need to bring another dog for us because we're to the point now, Joe, where I want to have more free time when I do have free time, and not have to worry about every 2 hours coming home and watching a dog go.
You know what word? You know what word of the point too? She's talking about getting a second dog. Another Cavalier
and you will
to go
have
with this
absolutely
guy.
No say in that whatsoever. Your wife will.
I see. Here's the thing. I never understood what people meant when they said it's like a member of the family. I was like, it's a dog, and I don't like
it's
dogs
a member of the family.
To start out with because I got bit when I was little. But as soon as he arrived, well, not as soon as he arrived, but over time, we've built this incredible bond. And now it is like having he's just a member of the family. He does everything we do. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like. Well, I don't even want to talk about that.
It's terrible. Times two for us, so I think we've had enough. We have other dogs around we can pet and play with, and they don't have to be ours. Although I love dogs, don't get me wrong.
I'd like to have a dog and name it Cornelius, Bob. That's a dream of mine.
Or Wonder Twin.
Yeah?
You have to have two dogs.
Two dogs.
Two dogs.
That's right. And the second one could be Wonder Twin.
One's Wonder, one's Twin.
Would you be honored if I named it after you?
Sincerely, yes.
All right, coming up. Steeler receiver talk. Where do the Steelers stand in the AFC and the significance of tonight's game? I saw Dan Campbell. They won, 52-14 yesterday. He said, that's what champions do. That's what really good teams do. Not every week, Bob. They don't do it every week. Crush teams. Of course not. It's the NFL. But you go back and you look at some of the best Steelers teams of recent vintage. One was 2016. Where they went to the AFC title game, a wildly talented group, especially on offense. And they were winning games over Washington, 38-16. Kansas City, 43-14. Jets, 31-13. Browns, 24-9. Colts, 28-7. Like, it's not a revelation, this statement, but if you're a really good team, you are pretty often smashing teams you should smash, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would expect. And Dan Campbell said it. He was asked about that. He said that's what good teams, championships teams do.
2015, they were also, I think, a pretty good team, the Steelers. Winning games 43-18 against the Niners, 30-9 against the Browns, 45-10 against the Colts. I think that was one of Ben's huge games. 28-12, again, the Browns. That's what you do. So I'm curious. Are they going to come out and smash somebody tonight? Is it going to be problematic, or are they even going to lose? October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This continues to be a topic, Bob, and the field, the potential field, is dwindling. Christian Kirk out for the season. Of course, I'm talking about wide receivers the Steelers could add. Cooper Kupp seems to be off the market, although I wonder. So who else is there left? Darius Slayton, a guy we're going to see tonight.
He's one of them.
Adam Thielen.
Mike Williams, all same kind of guys who've been in the league for a while, still have something maybe in the tank.
Mike Williams?
You'd get him for a very small price, probably a seventh-round conditional pick of something of that nature.
So which of those guys, other than Kupp, because we've talked about him, and now the Rams are winning again. And
do you think if they had lost that game, they would have had a different opinion?
I think if they had lost the last two, they would definitely have a different
opinion. But now they have Stafford back.
Right.
Puka Nacua's back.
Nacua back.
So now they look like a team that can actually win that division because it's not a very good division right now.
It almost only makes sense if you have Matthew Stafford, who I think is still really good, that you try to win. Why else would you have a quarterback like that if you're not going to try to win now?
This is a GM in an organization that does not believe in draft picks. When they acquired the talent they acquired, they went through trade. They gave up a lot of draft picks to get them. So they're not necessarily looking to bring in a number two. You know, if they think they have a team and people who can help their team get to a playoff. So
here's the other thing. Look at the NFC. I see the Lions right now as the favorite, but the Niners are really struggling right now.
Don't underestimate the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles are very talented. But I guess my point is, if I'm Sean McVay and the people who run the Rams looking at the landscape right now, I'm saying, why not us if we have a healthy Puka, a healthy Cooper Kupp, and a healthy Matt Stafford. We could win. We could win games. We could beat teams, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, that win was a big one for them. They're 3-4. Everyone else in that division, I believe, is 4-4.
So who else?
The entire division.
Yeah, I mean, that division's a perfect example of sort of what's happening. Mike Williams, does that move the needle? I guess for me, Bob, at this point, I guess I bring in Mike Williams or somebody like that just for depth purposes, so I'm not completely. To me, it's no longer about can I get a really good number two and have two like guys. Now it's about depth. Now it's about having another option if Pickens got hurt. Like, it's about having
viable options.
You
mentioned a name in the previous block that I would look at even more intently, and that's Calvin Ridley. Tennessee's not going anywhere at all. They have quarterback problems. Mason Rudolph did not have a good day yesterday. I think he's better than Will Levis, but Levis stinks. They need draft equity. They're going to be in a position where they can take another quarterback if they choose. So,
yeah.
I mean, Calvin Ridley, he got suspended by the NFL for gambling and all that stuff, but as far as his performance on the field, I like it.
He's a highly paid player.
What would it
I think
take?
He signed a $92 million contract.
Right, that's the only thing that, you know, depending on how they look at things.
It would take a nice pick. I bet you a third-round pick. I bet you a third. And if I'm Tennessee might be the worst team in football right now. Their offense, defense, and special teams stink. Other than that, they're pretty solid. They're horrible, Bob.
Yeah, they are. They can't do anything. I watched them yesterday, and I'm thinking, it's just an abomination. But that's
you watch these franchises chase quarterbacks, and this franchise is in a little bit of that hamster wheel right now. Now maybe they found something with Russell Wilson and maybe even with Justin Fields, who knows? But man, once you're on that hamster wheel, you can stay on there forever. Look at the Browns. Forever you can be on there.
Yeah. That's why you get spoiled when you have one guy who's here for a lot of years and you know going in every training camp there's no competition.
Right.
You're gonna know who your quarterback is.
Exactly.
That's what they're all trying to get. That's why Trevor Lawrence was signed to a long-term deal, because they figured we have to have a quarterback first and foremost. And are we going to give up on him? We gave him a no. We're going to double down and give him a long-term contract.
Yeah.
Has he done anything to make you think that he's worth that in terms of winning playoff
Lawrence?
Games? No.
Yeah, he's a mega disappointment. I'm shocked at what's become of his career, honestly. So where do we go with the receiver thing then? Adam Thielen would top my list of guys I think are going to be available. He's back at practice. He's missed four games with a hamstring. But we're 1 year removed. Last season, he caught 103 passes for over 1,000 yards. He fits the profile of the kind of receiver I want, which is a great route runner, sure-handed guy, security blanket type guy to work with a veteran in Russell Wilson and to sort of offset. You know, I don't want a George Pickens facsimile, you know what I mean? Which mm-hmm. I think DeAndre Hopkins might have been. I want a guy who can work the entire field and get open all the time, and that's Adam Thielen, I think. He'd be perfect.
Yeah, I think he's right now, he's sort of a Cooper Kupp kind of player, but older. I don't know how much older he is, because Kupp's in 31, I think, now. But the same kind of guy. You could put him in a slot. You could put him on the outside. You could put him across the middle. Those are players who know how to get open. It's you know, different times and different ways. You have to scheme him also open, and I think Arthur Smith would be better at that than what they've had. So I wouldn't mind that at all. I think they need somebody.
How about Darius Slayton? I think he's fine. 25 catches, 312 yards. That sounds good to me. I also think he may fit that kind of profile.
How old is he? Do you know?
27.
Okay. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. I think that would be fine as well. Now, might there, and City Limits perhaps has scoured the wires for these kinds of rumors, be a big-time receiver like a Ridley who surprisingly appears on the market? Would either one of Miami's guys appear? Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle?
I mean, that's a lot of
Calvin
money.
Ridley, somebody like that suddenly is on the market, but the Steelers have already shown they're willing to make a huge money commitment. They wanted Ayuk at upwards of 30.
I'm glad they didn't do that. Phil's Buckos 21 on Twitter has a suggestion for us.
Yes.
Would you consider trading for Jacoby Myers of the Raiders?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. What do you think that would take?
Not as much as it would for Calvin Ridley, I can tell you that.
He had 71 catches for 800 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. He's also like a first down maker.
He's been injured too.
He had like
50
first downs last year.
I would take that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yes. The answer to that, the short answer is yes. 1 year in New England without, I don't think, great quarterbacking, he had 83 catches for almost 900 yards.
Yeah,
900 years.
900 years. That's a really. And we're just talking about how short a lifespan most of these NFL players have. Jacoby Myers has been around since pre-invention of football.
Did you see where the oldest woman in the United States, or maybe the world, passed away last week, Bob? 115 years old.
Would you want to live to 115?
Ron covered her birthday.
I'm waiting for the laughter.
Did you know that? Ron was there. Ron was there chronicling her entire life. She was 115.
Would you want to live to be that old?
No, we talked about this last week, and I mentioned to City Limits and I think to Donnie Football.
Even if you were in pretty good, decent shape for 115-year-old.
Bob, I'm already sick of everyone, including myself. What am I going to be like at 108, knowing I still had another 7 years? No, I don't think I would want to live to 115. Okay. You?
If I were healthy enough, yes, I'd like to see what's going on in that far down the road, how technology will change, how people change. I want to see. If I were healthy and had my wits about me, yes, I would. If I could play
Limits,
golf,
how about you?
Would you be playing
if
golf?
If I could play golf at 114, I would take it.
Who is the oldest person you know who plays golf? Because I know someone who's 92 and still plays. And,
really?
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, as long as you can do that, why wouldn't you want to do that?
You sold me there.
There you go.
If I could play golf at 114,
I could see it now. 115-year-old Joe Starkey gets his second hole in one. The first one, no one saw. He got a plaque for it. Now at 115, he gets number two.
I played yesterday at Moon very briefly. We had the all biblical team. It was three people I've never met. It was me, Joseph, Luke, Paul, and Mary. I swear to you, that was our foursome. Joseph, Luke, Paul, and Mary. And I was cranky, Bob. I was hangry out on the course, and I started not to play well and started to freak out. So after hole number four, I apologized to all three of them and said, I don't want to ruin the rest of your day. I'm going home to watch football. Goodbye.
That's a very unselfish way of doing it.
Yeah, I was just, nothing was going right, and I could tell it, you know how it goes,
yeah,
right?
No question.
I could tell it was going to get worse. And I was done. Limits, you want to live to 115?
I would be great and happy to live to 115 as long as I'm healthy and can, you know, still function and do day-to-day things.
Do you think we're going to get to the point, Bob, perhaps through AI or some other mechanism that we will just live to like 300?
No.
200?
No, unless you put yourself in one of those chambers where they freeze you and then you wake up 300 years from now.
And then, what if Ron did that and woke up 200 years from now?
He'd drink a beer to celebrate, first and foremost.
I'm just getting out of the chamber right now. I feel a little cold.
Yeah, Ron, you were in a block of ice for 200 years.
The beer's nice and cold in there. Bob, I don't know, 200, what's the limit? Where would you put the limit on how long you'd want to live?
Again, if I have my wits about me and I can function.
Buck 40? You'd still be out there on the course?
That's not going to happen. What I'm saying is if I can do it into my 90s and still play, like.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
I just love being out in the atmosphere and the fresh air and all that stuff. So I can, if that's how it's going to be.
Limits? You have a deadline of any sort?
No, I honestly don't want to think about the end of time and the end of the world as we know it for ourselves. It makes me think just bad things. I don't like it.
Okay. Fair enough. I thought maybe 120, 130 might be...
I'd be good with that.
Yeah. 40? Well, that's what I'm asking you. What's
sure.
What's the deadline
we'll put
here?
No limits on
no
how
limits
long
on limits
can live.
All right. All right, Bob. Top of the hour. How about you and I take a little trip around the rest of the sports world?
We love
world?
Doing that.
Would you like that? There were some big college games and some bigger ones coming up for Pitt and Penn State. This is going to be great stuff. I just hope they're on a collision course to meet. We have Penguins news left and right happening at the moment. Is Mike Sullivan on any kind of hot seat? Let's answer that question next. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We see that the Steelers have an injury report where Justin Fields is suddenly on there and not playing. And according to Jay Glazer, Tomlin had some Justin Fields stuff ready for tonight, Bob. So maybe a little altering of the game plan here. If you have Justin Fields on your team, you should be using him in some capacity.
So we said that from the beginning once he was here, thinking that Russell Wilson would start from day one and you'd have to do something. But I wonder about a hamstring injury. I don't know with a bye week coming up, if they want to put that, if he's active, I don't know if I'd want to do that right now.
Doesn't it sound, have they reported
questionable.
That he's questionable?
Okay. Yeah, they put him on the list.
Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. I saw them yesterday at Pet Fest. I didn't see Fishman, Bob. Does he travel with them often, or is he independent?
He doesn't do, I mean, he doesn't play golf, to my knowledge. So
yeah.
Those two guys do, and he doesn't. So therefore, in those circles, you don't see him.
Jay,
unless Fishman's caddying, which he should.
Did you see the picture that we took with him? Donnie and I.
No.
With the Shenderoviches. Donnie tweeted it.
I'd love to see it. Yes. Please show it to me.